Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Positive Shit Show. By the way, I can't even use Positive Shit Show as an emote on Twitch. I got turned down because shit is bad, you know, obviously. But we're still working. So welcome back, everybody, to the Positive Shit Show, where we are your co-hosts, Seb and Chris. And we just talk about things. We just talk things through and we break down every little whatever thought that comes through our mind.
Exactly.
This is now technically officially episode 2. We kind of triggered the subject last time, which was while we were talking about everything. We mentioned your career and just our careers in general. And I figured, you know what, that would be a really good episode to talk about our careers because we both have a specific path that we took. And it's been quite a journey of passion and career. And yeah, I want everyone to hear the story about all of that. So where do we start? I don't even know. What is your career right now? What do you consider your career right now?
Well, right now I am still, well, basically what I did as a study is a physical, is a physical, intervention sportive, it's called in French, but in English it's a sport intervention, if that's the way I could translate it.
Yeah.
But essentially it's a mix between kinesiology, so that's the more scientific part of it, and physical education. And all that blends into being able to coach kids and using sports as a tool and as a means of education. So that's basically what I studied and what I did at a certain time. Now I have another job as well, but that's basically why I studied into in university.
And what do you consider your career right now? Like, what's your career? Like, what's your, where are you at right now?
Right now, I wouldn't necessarily consider it a career in the sense that I do have a job also with the government, basically. But I don't consider that a career. I still consider that a job. In terms of a career, is something that I want to build into eventually. But yeah, that's pretty much where I am at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. So to anyone wondering, which I'm so surprised after I listened to our intro episode, I realized we didn't actually mention that we played football together the whole time.
Also, true, exactly.
So, because in that
American
story,
football for the international people.
Oh, of course, that is very true. I do have international viewers, actually. Our podcast is so international, dude. I have to send you the analytics. Like, we're actually all across the world. It's not even a joke.
Oh wow, that's actually crazy.
It's kind of wild. I have to show you. Well, I mean, you know, it's my community is pretty much like international, so that's been good. But yeah, our podcast is like as international as it gets.
Nice.
So that's been fun. But yeah, so something we didn't mention was at first, like in the story, there was football, and you started playing football when you were eight
years old.
And then
that's
by the time I was nine, that's when we didn't see each other, but that's when you were that kid running fast. Then in high school, we became best friends for first year of high school. Second year of high school, I finally decided to join the football team, and we ended up playing together for a few years.
Yeah, for the following years.
And what that leads us to is the fact that you're an absolutely amazing athlete. And well, so that was the career path for you for quite some time.
Yeah.
I had no chance at a career in football, but you did. And so can we get to hear more about this? I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Of course. Well, I could elaborate on that. Obviously, at the tender age of 8 is when I started playing football. And from there, well, I kind of realized that I was pretty good at it. And people were telling me that I was pretty good at the sport too. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I could make this into a career. And obviously, sports in general, professional, is never something that you do for the rest of your life, for a certain period of time that you do it. But I still told myself that with the talent that I had and the effort that I would put in, eventually I would maybe be able to get to the professional level and actually get paid to play. And so for the following years, that's what I did. I made sure that I put in the work, that I put in all the effort to make sure that I'd have the chance. So during our high school years, I had the chance of participating with the highest level of football that I could. So that would be the provincial team, so Team Quebec. Afterwards, Team Canada, which was the International Bowl where we won against the United States. Afterwards, I was able to go to a prep school, so get a scholarship to a school in Toronto, so still in Canada. And afterwards, I played my university years at Laval University, so came back to Quebec City, and finished off with a couple opportunities to play in the CFL, which is the Canadian Football League, and maybe two years in that league before obviously not having the chance to play anymore, but I still was able to go professionally and play for a certain amount of time. So that's what I consider a success in my sense.
Well, yeah, because success. You know? Even in your telling this story, you said your goal was to get to a point where you'd get paid to play. And you literally got to that point where you got paid.
And
to
it
play.
Happened. Exactly. So that was definitely a great moment for me. Obviously, there's a bunch of challenges along the way. We'll be able to talk a little bit more about that later on in this podcast. But yeah, to say that I still ended up being a professional and to be able to play football and to be paid to play it, I couldn't ask for a better situation.
Yeah, and people don't know yet, but it ended simply because you didn't get offer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I didn't get an offer. It still didn't end the way I wanted it to, but it's part of the world, you know, sports world. You never know when your day might come. And I guess my day came a little bit earlier than I thought it would, but otherwise I'm still happy of what I was able to accomplish, you know.
But I think also like technically speaking, right? Last year you were still playing. And then look at us this year. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So that would have been a whole weird thing in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you, because you just said like that's not how you wanted it to end. How did you want it to end? What was the end you had in mind?
Well, first of all, just to say the process, which is basically the process of you getting selected to a team, didn't necessarily go the way I had planned it to go initially, in the sense that to explain in the best way possible, what happens is that usually you have a certain amount of players who are talented players that are looked at, and that teams eventually get to pick throughout a draft process, which is called. And I didn't get necessarily drafted, so that means that I ended up being a free agent. So that means I'm a player that's available to any team. So that's how I got selected. So that was the first kind of area that was a little bit more sad for me, in the sense that I wasn't able to get picked by a team, but I still got the opportunity to showcase for a team. And I ended up going with the Edmonton Eskimos. That didn't plan out the way I wanted to, so I got cut at a certain point. But the positive thing is that I was able to come back to school, finish my education. Then the following year, I was able to get picked by my my hometown team. So that was a great opportunity. And afterwards, after the season, I kept in contact with the coaches. They said, look, depending on what happens, we might bring you back for the next year. Obviously, everything that happened with COVID might have limited those chances. There's no football this year anyways because of everything that's been happening with that. So to me, I was pretty satisfied with what I did during my professional years. So I was ready to move on anyways. Mm-hmm. And in this, the way that I mean that I didn't end the way I wanted to is that maybe I would have wanted to at least push it for maybe another year or two. But I'm still happy and content with everything that I've done so far. So I don't lose any sleep at night from the decision of leaving the sport, you know?
For sure. And like, since, do you think there's still a chance that they'd call at some point? Or because, I mean, like, you know, in the off chance. So to explain to everyone that one of your disadvantages in terms of the CFL, at least, is that you're running back and the CFL is a lot more pass play. I would,
exactly.
A lot of us would be tempted to say, at least because there's only three plays instead of four.
Yeah, exactly. There's three downs instead of four.
Yeah, so it's a lot more pushed towards passing. And so a running back, which you're very skilled at, is not as much like a position that they're actively seeking versus the NFL, which obviously has four downs. And so therefore more chances to run the ball to get your first down.
Exactly.
To anyone that's like, extra, wait, what?
Exactly. And there's that extra amount, which is people tend to forget that American players also come to play in Canada for the CFL, for Canadian Football League. So I'm also competing against American players. And usually they tend to look at American players as better than Canadian players. It doesn't necessarily equate like that, but those are the perceptions. And I could understand why there's perceptions of that as well.
Mm-hmm. What's the highlight of your career? Like, what's the highest thing, the peak?
Well, it was definitely winning the 2016 National Cup. So basically we won the whole the country. We're the best team in the country that year. And it was the first time that we had won it, because the previous 2 years we lost at the semifinals. So that was kind of a that was kind of sad in a sense, but we were able to come back and to compete all the way to the end in 2016. So that was definitely a highlight of my career.
Nice. Fastest time you ever ran? What was it?
Fastest time at a 40?
Yeah.
I don't know if people would understand what those numbers mean, but a 4.47 is, so 4 seconds, the 0.47, I mean, that's pretty fast in terms of running back and speed. So that's the best time that I was able to run. Yeah.
I just wanted you to talk about the fun stuff. You know? I wanted some fun little details that are spicy in there. And now have you like, it's almost like a, I feel mean in a, not mean, but it's like, it's a dick move. Cause like now you're at a time where you're more, you're kind of open-minded about where you're going to go. Yeah. Like it's not, you're not, you don't have that vision like, oh, this is the next step. Like you're at a time, which is also something to talk about, because a lot of people will feel at the same place. You know, they don't quite know everything they're doing or like what they want to do, right? Like you and I guess that's where it's kind of funny too. But I'm still the opposite once again. Us, always the same yet different. Same but different.
Exactly.
I have my career set. I mean, like I have my vision set, but then again, the fucking vision keeps. It keeps going changing. And it doesn't change. Like the end goal is always the same, but how I get there keeps changing.
Yeah.
So in my case, to anyone that doesn't know, because we haven't fully dove. I don't fucking know.
I think it's dove.
we didn't do the full thing. Okay. We didn't fully commit into talking about it. I'm an actor. That's my career. That's what I've been doing. Dude, it's so funny how you and I are just different. I finished school. I dropped out of CEGEP. College and so my career was like, I studied theater, dropped out, I jumped into my career. You were like full career, full studies, boom. I've been focusing on acting for 6 to 7 years now, like after school, plus the 2 years of studying theater and still working in it. But I'm about to start 9 years. I'm so freaking close to 10 years in the acting world. That's insane. So that's my career. That's what I do. And so our path are so different because I have the vision, but yet the path keeps like, I keep taking changing. A bunch of turns, but it's still like, we're still going to the same place. And it's just about finding the direction that is actually the direction that gets me there. And in your case, it's almost like, it's the end goal that's changed.
Yeah.
And so do you have an idea or?
Well, not necessarily in the sense that my goal was sort of, obviously shorter than yours, right? Yours is, and you could see it in a longer future, whereas mine was, it happens in your 20s or it doesn't, basically. Mm. You know, and for so long, I've been in a certain routine of training, of studying and everything. So everything was orchestrated practically to the day that I would reach my goal, right? But now that I've kind of reached that goal, what do you do now? Because you have so much time, there's so much more to live. So I'm in that area. I'm in that period of time where I am thinking about what's the next challenge, what's the next goal, and I'm just reimagining things. And like you said, I'm remaining open to things. You know, so I don't quite know where it's going to lead me necessarily. But like I said, I'm open to whatever there is, and I'm willing to kind of take in everything, and hopefully it'll guide me to a new objective. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like too, it's important to tell people just in general that there's no rush there.
No, exactly.
I remember like you and I had this conversation, and that's like, that gets a bit, not so much personal, but like, I think it's still worth mentioning. But like, so when you had your whole career change, then you felt a certain pressure because your girlfriend has her life together. Not that you don't, that's such a weird way of saying, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but she's got it figured out. No, but your girlfriend, like she graduated, she has a diploma, she now works you know, she's kind of on her life path.
Set. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And, exactly. And in your case, that was exactly at the same time where you were like, whoa, my life path was just switched. And so, you know, we had a lot of conversations about that, about like how much I keep telling a lot of people, just go wild, just do the thing. You know, I think we're in our 20s. Like, it's the best time to go crazy. I even said that yesterday to someone. I'm like, someone asked me, hey, I want to do something, but I'm afraid. And then I asked them, how old are you? And they said 19. And right away, I just said, you're 19. Go, like, go and fail.
So much left.
The bounce back is so easy in our 20s. Like, we have the opportunity to bounce.
Yeah.
When you have a life, when you have a family, kids, a house, okay, the bounce back is trickier. Like, that
because you have responsibilities at that point, you know? And the thing is that usually we, most of us think that in our 20s, we're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to know where we're going. We're supposed to have that steady job. We're supposed to be having that steady income and to be set in life. But I don't think it necessarily happens in our 20s, especially in the time that we're in. In our 20s, it's more, there are more years to discover. And yes, it's good to know where you want to end, where you want to end with all this. But it's okay to also experience different things and to open up yourself to new adventures, to new challenges. Because like you said, this is a moment where you can afford to make mistakes. Obviously not huge mistakes, but you could say.
Yeah, I mean, like,
mistakes.
You know, don't murder someone.
Exactly. But like, that's not what we're saying.
I was on a boat trip and I just pushed him.
Exactly. Dip your toe real quick into something and take it back out if you don't feel it's good enough or that you don't feel that you're up to the challenge. But always try something different. And these are the years to experiment. You know, these are years where you're at your youngest, you're at your healthiest usually, and you could bounce back, like you said, you could bounce back pretty quick from most things that you wouldn't be able to do in your 40s, your 50s, and so on. So now's the time to experiment and, you know, try different things, and eventually you might find something that you'll appreciate from all that.
And like, so to tie that up to you as well, like, that's exactly how I feel about you, as in, like, I trust that you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
like, I know it. And so there was still a bit of pressure. It's funny how, so in a way, this is you comparing yourself to you know, your girlfriend and being like, well,
exactly.
She had it figured. Well, you know, it's working out. And then your plans were like, hey, maybe that's not the plan. Which I think, because I've been thinking a lot, like we talked about it last time, I've been thinking about a lot about the theory of moments. I think it was still a moment. Like, that was a moment, and that was a moment to cherish, like your career and everything that happened. It's not like your career is over. Like, your career grows. Like, you're going to take that into whatever you end up doing in the future. You're going to take that with you.
There's so many things that you learn from those certain experiences that they're definitely things that you're going to be able to hold on to and to apply into other spheres of life. You know, the things that I've learned from everything I've done with football and where it brought me today, if I didn't have that type of knowledge or those type of experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today. So definitely there's some positive that you could take away from this.
And I think you got to, like, there's so much more to football than just playing football. Like, you and I, like, we've had some of the same coaches. You've had obviously way more coaches because you've been in more teams, but we shared some of the same coaches, and like, they shape your life. You know, the people you interact with, teammates, coaches, lessons, even like when you think about taking and what you're studying now, which is like, it goes, well, what you studied, which was, like you explained, like, it goes towards teaching and all of that.
Exactly.
And that helps because we still had that, like, you still had that experience. You still have those coaches that you look back on that you constantly, like, you take them with you. I don't know how to say that properly.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the way to say it, you know. And that's why I said that sport usually is a tool to educate the youth, you know, to give them those tools that they could use in the future and that they could use in every sphere of their life. So in a work environment, in a personal environment, in any sort of setting, whatever you've learned through sports, like cooperation, discipline, just to name a few, are things that you could use every day in any sort of context, you know?
And in your case, like, if a job needs you to have a set schedule, you're gonna
that's
be fine.
Not an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, from all these years of having so much structure, those are things that you could bring into another environment. So in a workplace environment, that structure that some people may not have had the use of having, I've already had it for so long that I don't mind transposing into another environment, you know?
Yeah. That's all a lot of good things. I'd be curious to, it's kind of like a left field type of question, but what's something you do now in your routine that is setting you up for your future? Do you do any, and not like daily, it could be weekly, it could be monthly, whatever. What's something that you, what's a habit that you keep track of? Cause you're not training as much anymore physically.
No, definitely.
And that goes like physically or mentally, whatever is in your routine that you think, as much as you're not 100% certain of where, you know, where you're going, mm-hmm. what's one thing that you do right now in your routine that you're like, this is setting me up for where?
Well, that's
this is something I do.
One thing I do usually do is always on the weekdays. Anyways, the weekend I give myself some time off, but meditate is usually something that I do. And that's very helpful in a daily sense. It kind of sets you off right for the rest of the, for the rest of the day, you know, and just for at least 10, 15 minutes, be alone, not moving, no sound, nothing, just you, yourself, and concentrating on that breath, on one element, and having that silence. Once you're out of that meditation period, it kind of sets you off right for the rest of the day. I feel it's something that's useful that I started doing a couple of years back, and it's something that I'll keep doing no matter what context and what situation I'm in, because I feel that it does set me out for the rest of the day, you know?
I did not know you meditate. Yep. I did not know that whatsoever.
Exactly. It's something I started a couple of years back that I kept doing, and like I said, I feel it's useful. I've never been able to do it for a long amount of time because it is difficult. But like I say, at least a 10, 15 minutes out of the day, especially in the morning usually, to just be silent, be with yourself, focus on one element. And once you're out of it, you feel like you're ready to tackle the day.
Did you do it seated, lying down? Well, not standing. I don't think anyone meditates.
Yeah, I tried basically every position that you can, sitting, lying down. I feel just sitting on a chair in a neutral position, that's the best way for me to do it. Some people, it's lying down. Whatever way you feel that you could concentrate the best is the way that you should do it. I just do it sitting, and that's how I feel it works for me.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm fully surprised by the fact that I did not know you meditate. That's good.
Hey, always new things that you can learn from each other.
That's true. That's good. Okay. And that is true though. Meditation does help for sure for your future.
Yeah.
I think it helps to like be at peace with now. Like,
yeah, it does.
I think.
And to be in the now also, because we always tend to think of the future, think of maybe past mistakes that we've done, or, oh, did I forget something yesterday? Or just to make you focus on one element and to stay in that moment is something that's huge, because we don't tend to do that, especially today with so many things moving, with social media, with just life in general being so hectic. Sometimes you gotta just take that time and be with yourself and be present in the now.
Hell yeah. And it works for careers too. Like you, like
yeah,
exactly.
It does.
It's like we keep thinking, hey, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What's my career path? And like, there's a pressure to it that we have to know. Mm-hmm. And that starts when you're like in high school too. It's like, oh man, I got to know where I'm going. And like, I'm like, listen, so what? First of all, like it's part of life. That's a really interesting question. Do you think it's all about finding one, oh, wow, bro, my brain's exploding.
like a big idea.
Yeah. Do you think it's all about one career, or do you think it's all about multiple things? Because I feel like, and even more now that I'm talking about acting, right? My end goal is work as a professional. I mean, I am working as a professional actor, but like, you know, work as like a recurring role on a TV show or like movies, you know, back and forth. Mm. A lot of work. Like that's my goal, work full time as an actor. But now that I'm like realizing all the different routes I'm taking to get there, do you think careers are just one set focus? Or do you think it's like maybe your life career is meant to be a whole bunch of things?
Yeah, I definitely think in this day and age, a career can mean so many different things. It's not like way back in the days of my parents, for instance, where once you're done school, you find one job and you're at that job for the rest of your life. You know, that's not what it is today. Usually people tend to stay at one spot for a couple of years, move to the next. They want different opportunities. They have different goals. So I think careers is more the accumulation of many experiences that you've had. And once you're done with that, you call it a career. You know, I don't think it's one static thing necessarily anymore. So that's the way I view it. So a career, I don't think it's only one thing particularly. It's many experiences that you've gained throughout life. And those are the things that create a career ultimately.
I feel like we need a new word for career because of that.
Yeah, for sure. It has a different definition today than it did even like I'd say maybe like 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
In our day and age, a career doesn't span, it's rare that a career is going to span necessarily 20, 30 years without you ever changing job opportunities or changing even pathways, you know? So I just think, like you said, the pure definition of career is probably different now than it was way back.
I'd be curious to know if they'd come up with a... I feel like that's not something that's talked about, too. We still have this old idea of the one career, the single career.
Yeah, sure. It's just like your typical... the idea of a career being having a job from 9 to 5, right? That was usually the typical way that you'd view a career, mm-hmm. being you start at 9, finish at 5. That was your day from Monday to Friday. But now there's so many different venues and so many different paths that you could choose that it won't necessarily mean that you're going to have a job that's from 9 to 5. Classic example, what you're doing right now is not what would be something that is not what's considered typical 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's so true. And yet they're teaching it in school now. Exactly. It's like they don't teach like, hey, how to YouTube and TikTok.
Exactly.
But there is a lot of social media courses and video editing and picture. Like, it's a legit thing now. Like, if you ask a bunch of kids, hey, what do you want to be when you're older? A lot of them might answer YouTubers and TikTokers. Exactly. And you know, it's kind of crazy. And I think our generation is, and the younger generation, obviously, but our generation is the one where that vision of the OG job, the OG career, took the fucking, like, I don't know, it was thrown out the door. Like, it was just, first of all, obviously, because of society and how we can't even survive off of one job, mostly, you know, depending on where you live and what you do. But you have to have a partner if you want to have only one job. Like,
and even it, when you think about in terms of university, you know, usually most people, they're like, okay, well, now I got my diploma, I could get a job and I'm set, you know, but that's not even how it is nowadays. Sometimes you have to have experience beforehand. Sometimes it'll take a couple of years before you even get your first gig. So it's not as guaranteed today as it was back then.
I think there's no guarantee even more.
No, exactly.
Like, it's like there's today is so, but also there's so much that, I don't know, man. I feel like we're this generation that's just like, it's new. I feel like they need to understand how new our things are, like what you do to get a job, what steps are to surviving and thriving.
Definitely.
Like the idea of like, get a good job, buy a house, have a partner, have babies. That's so not us. I mean, like, obviously have a partner, have babies, possibly, hopefully, I don't know, get a house. If you're, depending on where the fuck you choose to live, get a house. Good luck, you know? Obviously forget the idea of a beachfront house. Like,
like I said, like we mentioned before, like the idea just even of life of success in general is so different. You know, I could tell you 3 years ago, the idea of success is having that house, having that, that green lawn, having those kids, having the dog, and you're set. You know, today it might not necessarily be that. You know, the idea of success is, like I said, probably an accumulation of experiences, and it doesn't necessarily need to be tied to having a house or a dog or a wife and kids. I think the idea of success today is way more diversified today than it was back then.
What's your personal idea of success? When do you think you've succeeded? Like, when, what's the point where you go, hey, I succeeded at life?
I think when it's you, this is going to be very vague.
Of course.
I think I can't be specific on that, but I think it's when you reach a certain satisfaction in life, in the sense that you don't feel that you have to push for more or get more. Not to say that you're in a sense that you don't want to be challenging yourself anymore, but you just feel a certain satisfaction in the way that you're living, in the way that you're in a certain environment. I think that's what success is, because it's different from one person to the next. You know, for one, it may be having that high income. For another person, it could be just to own something, you know, own a car, own a house. For another person, it might be just having a stable job. For the next person, it might be providing care to other people and to spread the good news to people, you know? So I think it's so different. I just think that once you're satisfied with what you're doing and you're actually happy, I think that's what success is.
Are you satisfied in your everyday life right now?
Right now, pretty much. I'd say there's still, obviously, always certain elements that you want to improve on. Like I said, there's still things you want to challenge yourself with, and that there's still objectives that you want to reach. But so far, I'm pretty satisfied, to say the least, you know?
Good. Like when you go to bed, you feel happy. You feel like you had a good day.
You exactly. You feel content. You're like, you know what? I feel good. I'm ready to tackle the next day. You know, and I don't have any anything that I necessarily regret of the day. There will be some, but as long as in the moment you feel satisfied and you could always move on and you feel that you're good where you're at, I think that's a certain aspect of success.
What's one of the next thing you're looking forward to? Like anything that's coming up or that you would like to have come up?
That's a good idea. Right now, I really don't know what to. There's nothing specific I'm looking forward to. Just like I said, maybe something in the future that'll be a challenge that I'm willing to get to. I don't know what that's going to be. I think I'm excited for that.
I think
feel that there's something will come up soon.
From knowing you and like, you know, how much we talked and how I know where you are at in life, I feel like that's what you need. You need a good challenge. You need something to show up on your door and just fucking force you to work it out.
Because that's what football was, right? It was a 17-year long challenge, you know, from my youngest days to now. It was always a challenge to, you know, be better for the next day and always to challenge myself to make sure that I'm better, to make sure that I'm working harder. Now that that's over, I need something that'll kind of be a new sort of challenge, a long-term challenge, you know, something that'll will push me to be better, you know, is what I'm looking forward to. I don't know what it is, like I said, but I know they'll definitely come up soon.
Oh, that's good. I trust that the world will give it to you for sure. It's gonna be a good challenge coming soon. That's good. I actually wonder too. I mean, like my challenges have been like, lately, like my career's been like, I say like way too much right now. Holy fuck.
We've probably repeated so many words at this point.
That's true. Lately, my career's been very surprising. Like a lot this week, dude, since our last recording session, I don't understand. So many things can happen so fast. And I look back at 5 months and I'm like, what, how can all this happen? And then I look back at this past week and I swear to you, this week I had an epiphany. Yeah. And it was for the first time I realized I wasn't self-centered. Like, you know, there's always a self-focus on, you know, your career. We're talking career. There's a focus on like, how do I get where I want? Like, how do I get there? And it's like, what do I do for me to get blah, blah, blah? And this week, it freaking hit me, dude. I've been making videos not for me.
Sorry. The cat was right next to me.
Oh, that's okay. The cat can show up in the podcast. I was like, what is that little thing moving?
She's just chilling next to me now.
That's fine. The cat can chill.
She might say hi to you guys in a little bit.
We just get a random meow in the podcast. That's fine by me. But yeah, this week is like, I realized I've been making videos for others. Like, I was making videos for me. I make videos that I love every day. But then it really hit me how much, before I hit record, I think, what is it that they need to hear today? What is it that they need to see today? And I will literally not make a video if it's not going to be beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. And that's been like the epiphany of like, whoa. I'm finally doing something for like everyone else. Like the only part that's for me in that is knowing I did something good and knowing I actually enjoyed making the video. Like I wouldn't make a video that I don't feel like making.
Yeah.
But knowing those two things, just I enjoyed making it and I get to know I did something good for others, has been like my new thing. And it's so strange how much, like right now I'm just looking at life in awe and I'm like, all right, Let's do it. I don't know. Push me with the wind. Like I will keep doing the thing and let's see where it fucking leads us. Like it's been this whole new thing. And even in my career, like acting wise, there's nothing happening. Mm. And as much as I'm growing like on social media, I'm not at all being known for what my career actually is, which is acting. Like I'm not blowing up as an actor on TikTok. I'm blowing up as something else. I'm virtual boyfriend, the voicemail guy now, because voicemails are like my biggest things.
It's the it thing now.
It's like, well, for me at least it is. Like my content, my voicemails are usually my biggest videos. And as much as it's acting, it's like the curse of good acting. Because good acting, you don't know is acting. And I make a voicemail and no one's thinking, wow, this guy's a good actor watching a voicemail. They're feeling the voicemail and everything is, it's like the curse. I almost want to put it blatantly on the screen. This is acting. Like just so people could be like, wow, this guy's a good actor. But yeah. Instead I just do it well. And that's what happens. It's like the weird contrast of like, I do it so well that it slides under it, like, you know, it goes under the surface and no
under
one,
the radar. Yeah.
You don't really notice. And so I'm not getting known whatsoever for what my career actually is. Mm. It's so strange.
Yeah.
So strange.
Sometimes you take on different roles or different opportunities. Like in your case, it may not be exactly aligned with what you want to necessarily do. In your sense, it's acting, but like you said, it still gives something, right? Now you still feel good to the fact that you're providing some sort of help to other people and that you're bringing some joy into their life, you know? However minute that is, you're still bringing joy into someone's life. So that's another element that you take in and that you acknowledge and that you appreciate, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if anyone our age, you know, the typical cancer, you know, the typical, Jesus, I don't know. I was thinking question and answer at the same time and cancer came out. Sorry if I triggered someone. No, but you know, the typical question that like, is like, where are you going to be in 5 years, 10 years? Where are you going to be in 20 years or whatever? And I'm like, I feel like our generation as a whole doesn't have an answer to that.
That's
true. Where are you going to be in 5 years?
You probably have an ideal in 5 years I see myself and a realistic in 5 years I see myself. In the sense that ideally you want to be a certain place, but realistically you might not necessarily get there within that span, mm-hmm. you know? So
I feel like this year taught us too that like 5 years is so hard to predict. Dude, I couldn't even predict half the stuff that happened just this freaking year. Like just in 2020, there's no way we could have imagined take all the events that have happened in 2020. And even if I tell you, hey, this is all the events that are going to happen within the next 5 years, you would still be like, listen, that's a lot. Like, and yet we all experienced it and the year's still not over. And so I feel like this question of like, when are you going to be in 5 years was so simple back when it was one career path, one job mm-hmm. that you would go forever. And it was just like climb the ladder in that company. But now it's like, where am I going to be in 5 years? Bro, I could blow up. I could be amazing in social media, then die down. Then I could start another new thing. Then that would also crash. I could start a company on the side that would succeed. You never know. Like 5 years is insane. I'm like, bro. Also in 5 years, we're going to be 30, which...
It's crazy think about, but yeah.
Where are we going to be at in life by then? I have no clue. I have no idea whatsoever.
Same. Like I said, we always have an idea of where we want to be, but it might be completely different from now to then. It's good to have a certain idea to at least have to know the gist of where you want to head. But at the end of the day, you may not be at the same place that you thought it would be in that time span.
I also think I think the best thing we can do is just welcome the journey. Like it's so typical. Hey, you need to enjoy the journey, it's about the journey, not the destination. Yeah. But it's so true. Like the more we live life, the more you and I do things and we're just going through day by day and just doing stuff. I'm like, man, right now is really fun. As long as right now is fun and right now keeps being fun, time will pass and then I'll be like, what, where the hell was my life gone? It was just so fun. Like it's the same as when go for it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's the same aspect of what I was saying. That's what the purpose of meditation was to appreciate the now, right? The moment that you're living right now.
Oh, I lost you for a second, buddy.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna have to say that again. That
it's all good. What I was saying is that you have to appreciate the moment that you're in. And once you reach that goal, you always have to take into account, okay, well, I remember what I did to reach where I am right now. So just acknowledge the moment that you're in now and it'll be even more beautiful once you achieve that goal, whatever it is, you know?
That's very true. Yeah. I mean, here's one thing. We don't even know when the end goal is. It's not like you know what your last day is.
Exactly. That's true. So that's why you have to appreciate every day.
You know, I've been thinking about this theory, not this theory, but like, I love Alan Watts, and in one of his talks, he mentions the idea that we keep aiming, like we keep looking for a certain thing, like we keep aiming for, one day I will be this, yeah. I will have this, and the theory is you already are this, and you already have everything. And yeah. It's like, I've been considering that a lot lately. I've been thinking about like, bro, am I like, what if I am? What if I am the person I've been trying to be forever? And what if I already have everything I've been trying to have forever? It's been such a strange, trippy thing where I'm like, wait, this might actually be true. Like,
yeah,
everything, you know, whenever something new shows up and you're like, whoa, this is so great. And then when you think about it, you already had that. You already had that love and that excitement or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I'm really fully diving deep into that. Lately, that's another thing I love. Lately, I've been opening my mind to theories without having an answer for them. Like, yeah. I've been the moment thing, like living in the moment and just how sharing, like I think I mentioned that last episode, but like how being with someone I feel is a moment. I feel like it's a yeah. moment every time you meet someone. That's a new theory that I don't have the full answer on, but I've been considering it a lot. And I'm like, okay, that's really fun. That's really good. And it's kind of the same with this idea that, hey, maybe I am everything I've been yeah. trying to be. Like I've had this idea of who is, you know, like when's the career? So if you're thinking about self-growth and career, like when you're thinking about this whole thing, you look in the future and you think, bro, by the time I'm 45 and I've made it in my career, like that's when I'll be the person I was meant to be. But then it's yeah. like, wait, what if right now I'm the person I'm meant to be? What if I already have everything I'm meant to be and have?
Yeah.
That's
because you're able to, at some point, to just stop and to acknowledge yourself, right? We tend to sometimes just go through the motions, go through the days without ever stopping, being like, okay, do I feel like I'm sufficient? Do I feel like I'm good enough? I do feel like it, and I have to acknowledge this moment, right? And that's exactly what you did. You stopped. You said, you know what? Maybe I am who I thought I should be in 5-10 years from now. And I have to just acknowledge that and appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think I'm really loving this new theory of, because it takes away a lot of it. And I feel like most people will come to the answer because we always feel like we're not that. A lot of people will come to the answer like, well, no, I'm not. I'm not everything I've been trying to be. I'm missing so much. And I think the answer is not that you don't have it. I think the answer is that you don't see it yet within.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Also, we are literally on time. Would you look at that?
As always.
There's like 3 minutes. So I think, I think this discussion about career, we didn't even touch upon like passion so much.
Nope, not even.
But we talked about career. And I think this discussion about career opens up like a lot of, I think if I could hope for one thing, I guess I'd hope that viewers understood that exactly what we talked about. Like the idea of career doesn't really exist anymore, or at least it's different. Like the definition is different. And I even feel like maybe we need a new word for it. A path.
Yeah.
Path is different. Yeah. Like path is more fitting because you're, you know, it changes. Exactly. It's not about the destination. Career is about the destination, I feel. And that doesn't exist for our generation anymore. So I think like if I could hope for one thing to come out of this conversation, it would be that people would be like, yeah, it's about, you know, it's not about the angle or the thing. It's just about right now doing the thing that right now fits, that, you know, makes you happy, keeps you alive, and discovering you already have it all. Like it's not about one day I'm 50 and I'm CEO of a company. It's about right now I'm working on this and I'm my person and I interact with other human beings. What's one thing you'd want people to take out of this?
Yeah, well, you summarize it pretty well, to be honest. But like I said, it's whatever is going to make you satisfied and provide you that happiness, right? Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's to be happy. And whatever you do, if it brings you that happiness, if it provides you that happiness, then you're on the right path, you know, and you can't be wrong if you're happy. Simple as that.
I think that's good. I think that's good. If you've watched all the way through or listened all the way through on Spotify or any other podcast thing, and if you watched on YouTube, first of all, if you watched on YouTube, please leave a comment telling Chris to go buy a lamp.
It's coming up, folks. Don't worry. I know.
So leave a comment.
You'll
leave
get
a comment.
To see all this splendor eventually.
He reads the comments. Please leave a comment saying, Chris, go buy a lamp. We want to see your face.
All of you.
Yeah, they might. So that's why I'm saying that. No, for real, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're going to be back next week with another episode. I actually don't know what the subject is for next week. So I guess we'll figure it out throughout the week, but we'll pick something. Exactly. Maybe passion. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? I actually had another idea and it left my brain. So maybe it wasn't that good an idea because I would have remembered. But on that note, thank you for listening to us. This has been your Positive Shit Show with Seb and Chris. Have a great time. Bye.
See you, folks.